This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Reports are stating that Feyenoord are again interested in signing Brian Hill, and they have confirmed that they have been interested in the winger for some time. The Football Insider have stated that Spurs are interested in Australia wonder kid Thomas Waddingham. Reports in Italy are stating that Napoli are interested in signing Spurs midfielder Giovanni Lo Celso. Michael Oliver will referee the North London derby this Sunday. And Genoa have confirmed that Radu Dragusin wanted to stay at the Italian club until the summer.
Chris Cowley. Fan Cams. Club News. Transfer News. Match Previews. Legend Interviews.
Spurs Women.
Press Conferences. Covering everything Tottenham.
Welcome back to the channel. Hope you're all keeping well. This is another edition of Tottenham News, but I'll be going through all of the latest Spurs news, rumours and reports. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you listen to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. Now let's start by talking about the North London derby, which of course takes place on Sunday at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium against rivals Arsenal. The referee will be Michael Oliver. His assistants will be Stuart Burt and Dan Cook. The fourth official will be Andy Madley. VAR will be Jared Gillett and assistant VAR Darren Cann. Sports journalist Ben Jacobs has just posted a video with the Genoa CEO and the sporting director. They are giving some facts and stats about the Radu Dragusin deal that happened in the January transfer window. They have stated that the €26 million fee could rise to €31 million. They have also stated that Bayern Munich offered significantly higher than Tottenham. Napoli also made a bid. And they have also stated that Radu Dragusin actually wanted to stay at Genoa until the summer. And he didn't want to move in the January transfer window. A report has just been published by Football Italia, and they are stating that Napoli consider returning for Tottenham Hotspur outcast. Napoli are considering thinking about returning for Tottenham Hotspur midfielder Giovanni Lo Celso in the upcoming summer transfer window. The report from Football Italia states that the club are open to shaking up the squad as a new head coach and sporting director prepare to arrive. In North London, Lo Celso returned from Villarreal last summer and hasn't managed to earn the trust of Tottenham Hotspur coach Ange Postecoglou, limiting him to just 567 minutes of action across 19 appearances. His contract with the club expires in June 2025, making him available this summer. And on Tuesday, there was a report written by Gazzetta dello Sport, and they have stated that Napoli are interested in Lo Celso in the summer should they manage to shake things up in their midfield, keen to take advantage of his contract situation. While the 28-year-old is an interesting target, much depends on what happens to their midfielders and other targets. Team Talk have also published an article about Giovanni Lo Celso, as well as the Guardian newspaper. Team Talk are stating that Tottenham Hotspur will lose significant money when selling Lo Celso this summer, with the Argentinian midfielder's price tag having already reportedly collapsed. In August 2019, Tottenham agreed a loan-to-buy deal with Real Betis for Lo Celso, and according to the Guardian, the transfer had the potential to match the club record signing of Tanguy Ndombele. The following January, Tottenham opted to sign the central attacking midfielder permanently, though they managed to secure a big discount. The North London side ultimately paid around £27 million, far less than the €60 million or the equivalent of £55 million deal that had previously been discussed. However, Lo Celso has never really lived up to the hype at Tottenham. He has since made 103 appearances for the club, but has only managed 10 goals and 8 assists. Dutch club Feyenoord and their board have come out and said that they are interested in signing Brian Hill. One of their directors has come out and said the fact that we are in the race for Brian Hill has been the case for several transfer windows. We're looking again at what is possible. We offer a fantastic platform to give players a good continuation of their career or to show themselves again. Brian Hill is a good player, but there are many more clubs that are looking at him. The Football Insider have just reported that Spurs are in pole position to sign Thomas Waddingham. Tottenham are leading a whole host of Premier League clubs in the battle to sign Australian wonder kid Thomas Waddingham. Waddingham has been in red hot form in recent weeks, scoring 5 goals in his last 9 games as he continues to impress in his breakthrough season with A-League side Brisbane Roar.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The report also states that Bayern Munich and other German clubs are interested in Waddingham, while Spurs are the front runners amongst the Premier League suitors. Ange Postecoglou has been alerted to the Australian under-23 international's capabilities, though, through A-League contacts, and the North London club are keen to steal a march on their competitors for the talented teenager. The 6-foot forward is a throwback to the traditional number 9 striker, and Brisbane Roar are aware of the growing interest in the player. The Football Insider have stated that Tottenham must act quickly to secure Waddingham transfer. The player broke onto the scene at Brisbane Roar last season, registering 4 goals in 5 Australia Cup appearances. That form led him to being handed a chance in the A-League this campaign, where he started in 18 of his 22 outings. Now, my thoughts on everything in this episode. Let's start by talking about Feyenoord's interest in Brian Hill. He is another player who I just think is going to be better all round for the club and the player that he moves on in the summer. Exactly the same as Giovanni Lo Celso, as I've stated in previous episodes. Brian Hill and Giovanni Lo Celso, I think they're two great players. But sometimes it just doesn't work out at a football club. Sometimes that I think the football club needs to go in a different direction. And I think the players need to go in different directions as well. Giovanni Lo Celso, I don't think he's ever going to get the game time he wants under Ange Postecoglou. And Brian Hill, he hasn't started a game for Spurs since December. He's had very, very limited game time. And both of them have played under various different managers. And I just think now it is time to cash in on both of them players and move in a different direction and let Ange Postecoglou pick the players that he wants for the future. And Brian Hill and Giovanni Lo Celso, I'm sure that they will go on to have very successful careers at other clubs in other countries. It's interesting how Genoa have come out and said that Radu Dragushin wanted to stay at Genoa until the summer and not leave mid-season. I suppose it is pretty disruptive, you know, to all parties, apart from Spurs, because, of course, we have had many injury problems during this season. And I'm sure Ange Postecoglou, well, in fact, I know that Ange Postecoglou wanted a centre-back in during the January transfer window. I know Dragushin hasn't had much game time since January because Mickey van der Ven and Christian Romero have both, thankfully, been fit. But I'm sure that he will get his chance. It's interesting to know a few more facts, though. And I like it when club officials actually come out and give the real facts and how they were feeling at the time. I like to know that kind of information. I know a lot of the foreign clubs, and particularly the European clubs, do come out and give information to journalists sometimes. And, you know, I know that the English clubs in particular are very guarded and we don't seem to get that information in England. An interesting one, how Spurs are interested in Thomas Waddingham, of course, an Australian wonder kid. I've said many times on this channel, and I always stand by what I say, it's great being interested in players for the future. But we need to think quite often about players for the now as well. And I think it's very, very important that Spurs target a number nine in the summer and we bring in a striker. You know, if Richarlison goes out the door, obviously he will need replacing. If he stays, Richarlison, I think that, you know, we definitely need competition. I know players like Brennan Johnson and Heung-min Son can play through the middle as well. But I just think that we need, you know, some real quality and real quality competition for that final third. I know Ange has said a number of times, virtually every week, there is so much growth and so much more improvement needed in that final third. I couldn't agree more. I do think it's fantastic, though, this season where a number of fans and pundits alike haven't been banging on about, oh, we've been missing Harry Kane. I don't think, yeah, it's certainly been a different system. You know, I think if Harry Kane would have been in the team, certainly we would have scored a lot more goals. He's been on fire in the Bundesliga for Bayern Munich this season. But, you know, there hasn't been many people saying, oh, we really miss Harry Kane. You know, we have scored goals. Heung-min Son has been on fire. Yes, he's had some dry patches, but overall he's been consistent in finding the back of the net. You know, you could say that about Richarlison. He went for a good spell as well. But I do think we need a lot more quality, a lot more competition and a lot more depth in so many different positions throughout the pitch. Defence, midfield and forwards. Thanks for watching and thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. If you're watching this on YouTube, please hit the subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit the follow button and leave a review if you can. Enjoy the rest of your week. I'll see you on the next one. Until then, come on you Spurs.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.